Klaus frowned and moved a few fragments of the quagmire pages around, as if they were pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. "The harpoon gun tore these pages to shreds," he said. "Look what Duncan has written here. Jacques Snicket worked for VFD, which stands for Volunteer, and then it's ripped, right in the middle of the sentence." "And on this page," Violet said, picking up a page I cannot bear to think about, "it reads, 'In photographs and in each public place, Snicket rarely shows his face.' Isadora must have written that one. It's a rhyming couplet." "This scrap says apartment," Klaus said, "and has what looks like half of a map. That might have to do with the apartment where we lived with Jerome and Esme Squalor."
"Ooh, don't remind me,"
Violet said, shuddering at the thought of all the misfortune the children had encountered at 667 Dark Avenue.
"Rabave,"
Sunny said, pointing to one of the pieces of paper. "This page has two names on it," Violet said. "One name is Al Funcoot. That's the man who wrote that horrible play Olaf forced us to perform," Klaus said.
"I know,"
Violet said.
"But the other name I don't recognize. Anna Graham."
"Well, the Quagmires were researching Count Olaf and his sinister plot," Klaus said. "Maybe Anna Graham is one of Olaf's associates."
"It's probably not the hook-handed man," Violet said, "or the bald man with the long nose. Anna is not usually a man's name."
"It could be the name of one of the white-faced women," Klaus said.
"Orlando,"
Sunny said, which meant, "or the one who looks like neither a man nor a woman."
"Or someone we haven't even met yet,"
Violet said with a sigh, and turned her attention to another piece of paper.
"This page isn't ripped at all, but all it has on it is a long list of dates. It looks like something was going on every 12 weeks or so."
Klaus picked up the smallest piece and held it up for his sisters to see. Behind his glasses, his eyes looked very sad.
"This piece just says, fire," he said quietly.
And the three Baudelaires looked down sadly at the dusty floor. With any word, there are subconscious associations, which simply means that certain words make you think of certain things, even if you don't want to. The word cake, for example, might remind you of your birthday, and the words prison warden might remind you of someone you haven't seen in a very long time. The word Beatrice reminds me of a volunteer organization that was swarming with corruption, and the word midnight reminds me that I must keep writing this chapter very quickly, or else I will probably drown. But the Baudelaires had all sorts of subconscious associations with the word fire, and none of them were pleasant to think about. The word made the children think of Hal, who had mentioned something about the Snicket fires that afternoon in the Library of Records. Fire made the youngsters think of Duncan and Isadora Quagmire, who had lost their parents and their brother Quigley in a fire. And of course the word fire made the Baudelaires think of the fire that had destroyed their home and had begun the unfortunate journey that had led them to the half-finished wing of Heimlich Hospital. The three children huddled quietly together under their drop-cloths, getting colder and colder as they thought about all the fires and subconscious associations that were in the Baudelaire lives.
"That file must contain the answers to all these mysteries," Violet said finally. "We need to find out who Jacques Snicket was, and why he had the same tattoo as Count Olaf."
"And we need to know why he was murdered," Klaus added. "And we need to learn the secret of VFD.
"Us,"
Sunny said, which meant, "and we need to know why there's a picture of us in the file."
"We have to get our hands on that file," Violet said.
"That's easier said than done," Klaus pointed out. "Hal told us specifically not to touch any of the files we weren't working with, and he'll be right there with us in the Library of Records."
"We'll just have to find a way," Violet replied. "Now, let's try and get a good night's sleep, so we can stay alert tomorrow and get a hold of the file on the Snicket fires."
Klaus and Sunny nodded in agreement and arranged the drop cloths into a sort of bed, while Violet turned off the flashlights one by one.